SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidential and vice presidential debates have been announced for next year's general election.
The nonpartisan, nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates has released the sites and dates for three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate next fall. Texas State University will host the first presidential debate in September, followed by debates at Virginia State University and the University of Utah in October. Vice presidential candidates will face each other at Lafayette College in September. The commission says all debates will run for 90 minutes. Details about the format and moderators will be announced later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Ted Cruz is out with a new book entitled Unwoke, a book Cruz says details how the radical left seized every major institution in the country.
And the first chapter of the book is on the universities, and I call the universities the Wuhan lab of the woke virus because it's where it started. And we're seeing it universities all across the country.
Cruz gives MIT as an example, saying the school is refusing to expel foreign students who are threatening Jewish classmates, since expulsion would mean the revocation of their student visas and force them to leave the country.
This university is giving them a special status and saying, please continue. It is truly absurd, and it is the most dramatic illustration of cultural Marxism you could imagine that is playing out right before our very eyes.
Senator Cruz spoke with Hugh Hewitt, the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the judge in the Brian Koberger trial rules the media will not be allowed to use cameras in the courtroom during future proceedings. Instead, they'll provide a live stream on YouTube. Defense attorneys argue the press failed to follow the court's directive to avoid exclusively showing their defendant. Koberger's charged with murdering four students. This is SRN News. The California Counseling Service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Roughly 300 Christian homeless shelters that make up CityGate Network are preparing to make Thanksgiving special for people who have no home to go to. Some are stepping outside of their four walls. Ventura County Rescue Mission in California hitting the streets with the goal of delivering 2,000 Thanksgiving meals. Denver Rescue Mission's distributing 3,000 Thanksgiving banquets in a box to families. This is SRN News. The Israel-Hamas war rages on, and humanitarian efforts continue. We hear the latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The war between Israel and Hamas raged into its 44th day, with Israeli troops moving with care and determination as they seek the underground network that they say lies beneath the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Army spokesmen have shown tunnel entrances and large quantities of sophisticated munitions. On Monday, Hamas was still firing rockets and barrages of missiles set off air raid sirens across Israel's population belt surrounding the city of Tel Aviv. Street chatter suggests that a deal is imminent that will see at least 50 of the 240 hostages released, most likely women and children, in return for a number of prisoners being held by Israel. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.